Hey, Platts, welcome, welcome. What a month it's been. Passing of a dear, dear friend and a brother, a peer of all of ours, Johnny Fox, passed away and involved in the end of that and heading back east to be a part of his service. And two falls of my father-in-law and taking care of him. And it's pushed everything back. The last two podcasts of 2017 and the final two of our Action Podcast series will land just a few days apart, along with a live whiteboard session that is going to open a slew of insights and possibilities. So it's what I promised you when you came on board, and I trust you'll listen and take action when you have the chance. I want to make one more plug for you to review the seven important conversations that I talked about for 2018 and to get them on your calendar. The checklist I gave you is a blueprint, so start checking the boxes. Setting the dates, research what you need to find out, and prepare to converse. Today's episode is something I am suggesting you take action on this week. It won't require a ton of your time, and it's something that will serve you well throughout the year. This is based on the fact that I pretty much can promise you that no one is looking at your website this week. Ouch, right? Well, the good news is that we can get in there and look at it through a few lenses we typically aren't wearing. A critical, a skeptical, an anonymous, a benefit-driven, a user experience, and even a branding lens. It's a lot of lenses, I know. So let's break down what you'll use each lens to look for and how you'll record the results. First, let's talk about set and setting for this exercise. It's important to set a bit of mental context for yourself so that you can get the most out of it. See, when I record these on audio, you don't see me pausing and drinking. Let's turn off the guilt and shame reflex for this right away, though. This is a proactive exercise, and polluting it with a slew of negative talk isn't going to help the outcome. So make an agreement with yourself to look at your website and note all the places it needs some work without going to the place of beating yourself up. You might have known that your headlines, your subheads, your copy, your logo, video testimonials, your call to actions or contact forms aren't up to snuff, but when you are doing this exercise, look at it through the eyes of compassion, not of righteousness, all right? There's no reason to think this should have always been perfect. It's a big challenge, and I'm tossing it to you with a promise that if you stay with it, stay present to it, it will pay off. For the record, this is exactly what I'm doing this week under the watchful eyes of a world-class branding expert as we prepare for my self to transition out of 30 days sugar-free. Yes, you heard me right. And I'll do a full case study on that in a future podcast. While we are digging in and when I ask you to do this work on your site from a place of compassion instead of guilt and shame, just know that I am doing the same. I know of what I speak. The easiest thing to do is to beat yourself up. Why do I have it this way? It's just terrible. All this stuff. The more productive action is to reward yourself with grateful praise for the perspective and the possibility, right? So let's look at the various lenses we'll use for viewing the website and what each can offer us as far as insight for making our web property more effective and a better part of our sales funnel. All right, first we have the critical lens. I will have all this in notes for you down below, so don't worry, but take down some notes if you'd like. The critical lens, this is your chance to assess the merits and faults of the piece as a whole, all right? So we're doing a big picture. This is both subjective and objective. This is an analysis. You're gonna assess the asset as a whole. What might be very helpful in this part of the exercise is to note when something was put where it is, why something is how it is. Be cognitive of all this. Be particularly aware of the answer to these prompts. Is there something that has always bugged you? Has something been mentioned repeatedly that you have ignored? Is there something incongruent in the user experience that you notice? If you had to tell on yourself, where is the voice simply not you? All right? The critical eye lens, it's a big picture lens, and you should be liberal in notating what it shows you, all right? This will circle back around when we create our mission plan in a later lens. All right, let's look at the skeptical lens. What is it on your site that could possibly raise doubt about your authenticity or integrity? You hear that? For you to see this, you really have to step outside yourself, your story, your history. You have to just read this and take a gut check on how it all stacks up. Be particularly aware of the answer to these prompts. Does anything sound too good to be true? Might anything on the site make the visitor feel manipulated? Are there other people talking about you, or is it all in your voice, the writer's voice? Does the brand and positioning match the image in the videos? Remember, we aren't selling a corporate show with a video from a street festival. There has to be that congruency. So the skeptical lens will show you the deal breakers. If you can separate yourself from your darlings, I'll point out the speed bumps that will send people to that very popular back button. It'll just send them right there in search of something that feels right. All right, next is the anonymous lens. Can a visitor come to your site, understand what it's about in less than 5 seconds? That's a big old challenge. Are there pictures and headlines and other design elements that clearly paint the 5 W's, right? They should be able to pick that up right away. Be particularly aware of the answer to these prompts. What is the site about? Can I quickly understand who it's aimed at and what problem it solves? And this is a big one for a visitor. Do I feel included, welcomed, understood for this service? This is a challenging one. And to do it yourself, it might be a good idea to call in half a dozen people, confidants, to see where the feedback overlaps. If you get a few people saying the same thing, guess what? That's something you got to look at. It's time to go back to the basics and then layer on the creativity onto something that people can understand. Remember our showbiz faculty, Brian Keith Voiles, who was an expert on copywriting, says that cute kills. See if your site is an assault to your anonymous visitors. You know, do they feel welcome? Do they feel like this is the right place for them? Next, the benefit-driven lens. This one requires the visitor knowing without any doubt that you are sensitive to his or her dilemma. The pictures, the video, the tone, the quality, the flow, everything points to the fact that you have been here before, that you know how to be on point and you won't waste any of their time. You can do this one on a visual level and on a written level. They are very different and each one conveys a message to the visitor about if this could be a benefit to them. It's all happening inside. Be particularly aware of your answer to these prompts. Is my ideal customer addressed here? Can they clearly see themselves? Yeah. Is it clear that I know the challenges of my ideal customer? Are the benefits of my service spelled out or indicated via social proof? Am I putting across benefits and not just features? All right, this lens will show you where you are connecting or repelling your ideal customers. Be brutal in your analysis and note that the hot spots that need correction, just note them. This lens can pay you back quickly if you truly make the changes that it shows you you need. All right, let's talk about the user experience lens, a whole nother one. I will have all these in writing for you down below, by the way. Well, this is a lens that we can directly blame on the Industrial Revolution. Can you imagine? We're going to go way back then, 140 years before this thing called the internet was invented. Life was getting a focus on making everything easier and more streamlined, and our websites are not exempt. They have to fall in line with that. Be particularly aware of the prompts to these questions. Is there an uncluttered and expansive look and feel? Is it comfortable? Is the path through the landing page clear and inviting? Is there enough information on each page? And never too much. Can the viewer feel successful with minimal effort? Is there a bump in the road? And if there is, flatten it out. In looking at our sites through this lens, it's really important to look at the flow of the site and see if it's a slam dunk on what to read or watch next, where to click, what to fill in. Don't let yourself off the hook. Remember, the user experience lens will require that you assume the beginner mind and react in real time. Another factor of this is page load time. And there are sites where you can get your page load time tested. People won't wait for your slow server. It's just not going to happen. And a slow server, it has got to be the worst reason in the world to lose a gig. And I'd be remiss if I didn't have you look at your call to action as part of the user experience. The worst call to action in the world is the back button. So don't let that happen. Chat is becoming hugely popular, and it's a powerful tool right now, and it is making us a growing number of sales on 30 Days Sugar Free, even the ugly, unbranded site that is currently holding down the fort. There are several free options that can drive your directly to your smartphone, or you can answer them in real time on a computer or tablet for real results. It can be you or someone else. I have a couple different VAs in different parts of the world who just have it running on their phone and in the background during the day. Very simple. Is there a web form, a phone number, an email link, an opt-in offer? The offer has to be so in line with their core concern that it would make no sense for them to turn and walk away. You get that? All right, let's talk about the branding lens. This is the last lens I want to bring up. If you aren't yet feeling exactly what branding is all about, I get it. I understand you. I was talking about it, reading about it, watching talks on it, getting advice from people, and really trying to expand my vision around it. And it was just landing flat. I mean, I saw it, and then it finally hit. I wasn't getting it until the second I did. Then the world came together. I heard the choir voices in perfect harmony, and the sky looked bluer. That said, I don't know how to speed up the process of getting it for you, but I know it will happen. Now I see it everywhere I look. It's where I'm spending all my time and a lot of money with Carrie Ann, who teaches branding for Showbiz Blueprint. We hired her to do the entire rebranding of 30 Days Sugar Free. Watch her lesson again. It's so powerful. Be particularly aware of the answer to these props when you're thinking about branding. What elements of this site portray my company's mission most effectively? What specifically on this site gives the essence of who I am? What specific elements on this page are in contrast to who I am? Branding is a life's work. I have such huge respect for those who can talk to a business owner for a few hours and create something that drops you to your knees. I'm having this experience with Carrie Ann Edwards, like I said, right now, and it's changing the culture, the climate, the excitement of our team. And I don't know exactly how to tell you to tighten your brand, but I will suggest that you are constantly reading about the topic and being very honest with yourself in regards to your brand. During this week, while no one is looking at your website, I'm asking you to take a very deep look at it. Remove your prejudices, your stories, your attachments, and get as close as you can to the visitor's mindset. There's gold in them hills, I tell you. I can't wait to hear what you come up with from this podcast. Let's talk about it below. One more podcast of 2017 coming in a few days, and then we'll head into 2018 with a never-ending burn to up our game, enroll new clients, and create a business that allows us to live our wildest dreams. Talk to you guys in a few days. Barry is over and out. Bye-bye.